I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It was another field director in Alabama, Mary Kay Beard, who had also been incarcerated before for about 6 years. She was a safecracker, her and her husband. And so while she was doing time, she noticed that when the children came to visit their moms in the prison, that at Christmas time, these moms would do anything to give their child a gift. They'd wrap up toiletries, even toothpaste, just so they could give their child a gift because they wanted to give them something. And so when she was released and then came on with prison fellowship in those early years, she put up the first Christmas tree display in a mall in Alabama. And then by the next year, it was embraced and it's been changed up through the years, just improved on, because we've done this relationally on purpose. Angel Tree, not only does it start like in prison and you're connecting chaplains to inmates, and in our state, we bring lots of volunteers in and in one day sign up the moms and dads in prison. And so we have an opportunity to talk with them and encourage them about the message that they're going to write on the form that's going to go on the gift that's going to be given on behalf of them. And so the whole purpose of this program is really to connect broken children and broken families, parents that don't feel like they can do anything, and children that desperately need to be loved by their mom or dad, to make that connection, to be somebody that are the hands and feet of Jesus. And so Angel Tree has just been a perfect way to begin to bring restoration to broken families.
It's hard to comprehend, I think, for many of us, that what the statistics, and what 2.7 million children in America have a parent in prison. That's like one out of every schoolroom, basically, right, that have an incarcerated parent. That's a significant impact across our communities.
Yes. And yet those children, you know, they seem like the same kids as everyone else in the neighborhood. And yet those children are different in some ways than the kids in their neighborhood, because in the school system, you know, if your parents were divorced, they put counselors around you, they comfort you, or God forbid your parent dies. Of course, everyone is there really watching over you and comforting you. But if your parent goes to prison, you barely even talk about it. And most times you don't even want the school or the church or the neighbors to know. You know, and so it's kind of a code of silence, and they live a different kind of life. They don't know who to trust. There's just a whole other level of kind of shame and stigma that goes with being a child of a prisoner that's not right or godly, but is imposed on children regardless. And so they're not cared for at the level that we would other children in our neighborhood. And yet they are the ones that need probably this tender care more than anyone.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.